Fast Eddie here in the studios at Air Venture here today with Chad Ahrens, the Chief Executive Officer of Propulsion International. Good morning.
Good morning.
And according to your business card here, you are a low-cost provider of aviation maintenance and finance services. So what's that all about?
Yes, what we did is we've designed a group maintenance plan, and we call it GMP, for the Honeywell 331 engine, sometimes known as the Garrett engine. And what we do is we provide lower cost maintenance than what operators can do it as a time and material maintenance out in the field presently. And how we got there is we saw that there was a need for both fleet operators and private owners of this 331 engine for lower cost and risk protection for pricing. So we knew that Honeywell could assist in developing a program such as this, so we approached them, and after 18 months we came up with an agreement that allowed us the flexibility to design this group maintenance plan, and now we're bringing it out to the market.
Sounds interesting. How has it been going so far?
Very good. A lot of response for it. We've gotten a couple engines on the program, run them through overhaul already, and the operator is very happy with it because he has substantial savings. And now going forward, he's on a power by the hour program, so he pays so much per every hour, and if anything goes wrong with the engine, he takes it right into one of his Honeywell repair stations, and the repair is done at no cost.
Okay, technical question for you here. If I'm buzzing along in my airplane and I've got these Honeywell engines in them and I have a problem, can I fly my airplane into your facility, or do I have to stop at my home airport, have my mechanic pull it out and ship it to you?
Yeah, how it's set up is we do just the maintenance plan and the financing, and then it's backed by Honeywell. So when we enroll an engine onto our plan, there's actually an engine serialized account within Honeywell. And that allows you to be flying along and to drop into any Honeywell authorized service center around the world in the existing network and get your plane repaired at that time. And then what happens on our side is you've paid us for the hours you fly each month, and when you go into the facility, that repair is done at no cost.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm sure a lot of pilots would appreciate that. So how did you come up with this idea? Was it just the spur of the moment thing, or was this something that you happened to a friend of yours or something?
Well, it's common in the marketplace to have an engine maintenance plan. Honeywell's had them for years. They haven't had a real good plan to fit this particular engine in the marketplace. And with our background of our team, we all have 25 years plus experience in this, we knew that we could design a plan that would actually fit this market. Of course, we needed Honeywell's help to get there. They're the manufacturer of the engine. So by teaming with them, we were able to design this plan and come up with some creative ways. The best example is our not to exceed price on an engine overhaul. So for example, a Dash 10 engine might be running 210, 230,000 to overhaul out there in the marketplace. Some go up higher than that. And we came in with a program price of not to exceed 193. So right off the bat, the operator's getting some savings at his initial overhaul, and then he's on this protection plan going forward.
And this includes anything that you might find unexpected?
It does, yes.
So in other words, all I do is just drop the engine off and say, all right, guys, it needs an overhaul, and even if it completely falls apart, the parts on the floor, everything is covered.
Yes, we enroll it off of your logbook, and we base it on an average engine. So if there's cycle life limited parts within this engine, if they all need to be replaced, of course we can't do the 193, but we base it on an average. So you know, of the, you know, five or seven parts that are in there, if half of them are cycle life limited, need replaced, then it goes right on through at the price that we quoted.
How's the reliability on these engines been?
It's been good and improving. The engine has a long history, and our program applies to the later models, so Dash 10, 11, 12, 12JR, and Dash 14 engines. And what's happened over the history of this engine is it's continually improved. Anytime that there's and Honeywell's done a great job at this, anytime that there's something that's popping its head up as, you know, increased failure rate, they'll issue a service bulletin on it, correct that problem, and get it out in the field. So either that bulletin will come out and is done, you know, during the lifespan the current lifespan of the engine, or it gets done at the overhaul. So when you come out of the overhaul, you have all the latest and greatest service bulletins and some longevity in the engine. So you get all the latest and greatest at the overhaul.
What about the history of the engine? I know that a lot of modern engines nowadays are running with a FADEC system. It also has a parameters recorder in it. Do you have the same things fitted to these engines?
Not yet, but it's an area that we'd like to look into further.
No, I've personally seen the results of a data recorder. I heard a story of a gentleman who cooked his engine rather severely, and when they looked at the data recorder, oh boy, it was a mess.
Yeah, yeah, and this engine has some unique characteristics also. If there's a hot start, it has some characteristics within the hot section that identifies it very easily also. So with Honeywell's vast experience, you know, maybe 40 or 50 years with this engine, they've seen just about everything that can go wrong with one.
Do you have any idea how many of these engines are actually out there in service?
Yes, they've produced 13,000 of them and are market with the Stage 10 and above, and possibly with some new installs also. We're estimating about 7,000 engines out there.
What airplanes are these being used in?
It's on various aircraft. It's used in the regional airline market, particularly with the jet streams, both the 41s and the 31s. There's a large following with the twin commander community, MU-2s. You've got Metroliners out there, Cessna Conquest, Cheyenne 400. So there's several that are still flying around out there.
Well, you just hit an interesting point there, the Mitsubishi MU-2. Are there still a lot of those out there flying?
About 300 still flying.
Really?
Yes.
I thought there were less than that.
Yeah, it's about 300.
That's not bad. What about new airplanes that are being built? Are they putting these engines in anything that's just coming off of the drawing board?
Yes, I'll touch on two areas of that. And what we're releasing here at the show is we've introduced financing for the 12JR conversion on the Caravan. So they take a PT6 engine off of a Cessna Caravan, install a 331 12JR, and they take the horsepower from about 675 clear up to 900, and it makes a tremendous aircraft out of it, especially if you're on floats. It just leaps off the water now with the additional power. And what we're seeing is you get a speed increase also. So you're saving fuel, you're saving on your maintenance costs, and you've got an aircraft with higher capability. There are two companies that are offering the STC on that. That's Aero Twin and Texas Turbine. And then what we'll do with our program is come in with a finance package. It's a 10-year package, and it's at a 5.5% interest, and it's available to cover the brand new engine, the STC certification, and the install. So it's possible to do 100% finance based on how much equity is in the aircraft, and we can get you into a higher capable aircraft, and you're on a maintenance plan, so you're protected going forward. So it's a turnkey operation on that one, and we're really excited about announcing that at this show.
Has Cessna looked at this conversion, and have they thought about putting it on the aircraft coming down the factory line?
I think that they're aware of it, and I'm sure that they're aware of it, and I think there may be some interest there. We'll have to see where that goes in the future.
Well, yeah. You know, the three things that pilots always want: more fuel, more power, more speed. It sounds like this conversion is the way to go.
Exactly, yeah. It really changes the profile of this aircraft on the Caravan. The other new one you mentioned that's interesting is the Kestrel aircraft that's brand new, in development. They've chosen the 331-14 engine, which has excess horsepower for that type of aircraft, and it's going to be a terrific platform for them going forward. And you know, hopefully they'll engage with our maintenance plan also for the protections that'll come with that.
Now, these engines, they come in all different horsepower ratings and everything. The smaller 331s, are you seeing anybody out there with a home-built aircraft looking at turbines maybe?
I'm not sure if there's much going on in that space. We particularly are engaged with the Dash 10s and above. There's several, you know, that other half of the 13,000 is Dash 10 and below Dash 10. So your Dash 5s, 6s, and 8s. There's a lot of those still flying out there, and people are maintaining those and having, you know, good luck with them every day. We didn't engage in those lower models just because we saw technical advantages in the higher models that help us deliver a lower cost maintenance And we also have programs that will help people convert from the 5s, 6s, and 8s into a dash 10. And what that does is gives them some great options too. Again, a better, higher capability of the aircraft and lower cost of maintenance. So that's a conversion that's currently offered through Standard Aero, where the install can be done at your local repair facility, but Standard Aero will convert the dash 5, 6, and 8 to a dash 10, and then we can put it on a program that's got the really a low maintenance cost to it.
Getting back to the engine itself, this engine has a reduction drive on it for the propeller, correct?
That's right.
The maintenance plan covers all the gears, bearings, and oil pumps, and whatever else. It's also in the gearbox, correct?
That's right, yes. It's a full coverage plan. Covers the hot section, gearbox, all your LEU components on the outside, compressor section, and we leave the compressor section as an option. There's not a lot of risk in the compressor section, so if you would like to reduce the scope, you have that option, or you can have the full plan with everything included.
Well, it sounds like it's a heck of a program. If people want to find out more about this program, where do they go?
The best place is to take a look at our website, propulsioninternational.com, and they can find out about all these various different programs out there. They can contact us anytime. We can provide a quote. It's another thing we should touch on is it's an anytime enrollment. So if someone is interested in a lower cost of maintenance and risk protection now, we can enroll them based on their current engine hours. And what we do is we start with that low cost overhaul, we prorate it lower based on the hours they have left to fly heading towards an overhaul or the next event. So they can enroll anytime and gain the benefits, and all that information is out there on the website.
All right, one last question. How long are these engines supposed to run before you bring them in for an overhaul?
I'm glad you asked, because I almost missed that point. Is another thing that we've done is typically a Part 91 operator has been limited to a 2,500-hour hot section and a 5,000-hour overhaul. Regional Airlines and Honeywell, us in the industry dealing with this engine, know it can go beyond that. So what we did is we worked with Honeywell and said we should figure out a way to help the Part 91 operators get to a 7,000-hour overhaul also. And so they gave us a letter, and what it says is we can, if the engine is enrolled on our program, we can extend the hot section to a 3,500-hour hot section and a 7,000-hour overhaul. And what that does is it reduces the hourly rate, so the operator, again, has additional savings. Now, the process for doing that is that we make sure that all the service bulletins are up to speed to cover the 7,000-hour TBO. We have the letter from Honeywell, the manufacturer, and we take that to your local FISDO and say, here we go, we can see that this engine can do it. Please give us an approval. And then the reason Honeywell allowed this to happen is that they understood that an engine on a maintenance program has a lower risk of failure than an engine just being maintained by your normal operator. So they saw a reduction in the risk. There's no barriers to have maintenance done because it's all covered under the program, and that's why they allowed this extension through this letter process.
Sounds like a wonderful thing. Definitely something that you guys that are flying the 331 Honeywell engine should check into. For more information, you can look at the website, propulsioninternational.com. I've been talking to Chad Ahrens here from Propulsion International. My name is Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.